That's Brand New Key, the hit song by one of music's first artists to go by a single name, Melanie. She burst onto the music scene with a performance at Woodstock. The 1969 festival featured superstars, of course, Jimi Hendrix, The Who, but it also featured new artists at the time who went on to stardom, like Melanie. Melanie has a Friday night concert in Ann Arbor at the Greenwood Coffee House. Current State Scott Pohl is here with more. Scott, what's Melanie been up to lately?
Well, Mark, Melanie Sofka is getting on with life after her husband Peter's death a few years ago, and she's been working extensively with her son, Bo. He'll be performing with her on Friday night. When talking with Melanie, though, you pretty much have to start with that day at Woodstock. She spent much of the day waiting to go on, not hanging out with the other musicians, really, though she will always remember that her idol, Joan Baez, sent a cup of tea over to her. The exposure launched her career to the world and inspired one of her biggest hits.
I was in sheer terror all day. I mean, from the minute I had to get into a helicopter and land and be ushered to a little tent with a dirt floor and a box, and I was alone because my husband, he was my producer, my a manager, agent, everything. And he was in England because I was writing a film score. I debated whether I should even come to do Woodstock. And it turns out he stayed in the studio in England, and I went, and my mother picked me up, and we were ushered to a helicopter. And as I got to the door of the helicopter, they said, "No, no, no, who's she?" I said, "This is my mother." "Oh, no, 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 mom's just..." Managers, we're having only managers and artists, musicians, and so I said goodbye to my mother. So I went to Woodstock totally alone, and I'm thinking, oh my God, I mean, I had never sung in front of a big audience before. This was unfathomable for me and impossible. I mean, it was one person with one guitar, and so... this was impossible. I kept thinking of a way to get out. How am I going to get out of this? I assumed that I would go on shortly after I arrived, and Richie Havens was on. And it turned out that somebody did come in and say, "You're next." And then they said, "Never mind." This went on till dark, and Ravi Shankar went on, and he got this amazing response, and it had started to rain, and Wavy Gravy, who had a commune, said they were passing out thousands and thousands of candles from the Hog Farm commune, and that they should, I don't know, some inspirational thing about lighting the candles and keeping us safe in the rain. And so I must have absorbed that, but when I went finally did get on, it was, I mean, you imagine my state. It was like I was going to go up and face a firing squad.
Woodstock also inspired your song Lay Down, Candles in the Rain, isn't that right?
Mm-hmm. I had the anthemic part in my head, the chorus, Lay Down, Lay Down, in my head as I was leaving Woodstock. On stage, the candle lighting took place. And so I got to see the field light up with this flickering light, and it was coming toward me. And it was this magical vision that I had that inspired Candles in the Rain. And actually, for every time I did shows in the Northeast afterward, people would bring candles and things to light, you know, whatever it was. In fact, I had to sign papers in some of the finer venues that I wouldn't sing the song because when I released that record, it was the thing to do at a Melanie show. You bring candles or anything that lit. And so, you know, finer places didn't want their place burnt down or their velvet seats tarnished.
We're talking with Melanie Safka. You probably know her more simply as Melanie. She'll be performing in Ann Arbor on Friday night. Melanie, I want to ask you about working with Miley Cyrus and her Happy Hippie charity. You've recorded duets with her on your on your hit song, Look What They've Done to My Song, Ma, along with Peace Will Come According to Plan. Talk with me about working with Miley Cyrus on this project.
Well, we had been talking for a few years, and she said, we really have to do something together. And then one day I got a phone call and said, I've got it. I'm going to do these backyard sessions for homeless youth, and it's 100% charity. I'm donating everything, so I'm asking people to do songs with me, and we're going to record it in my backyard, real low-key, no big deal, just us in the backyard. So I went, and it was really fun. She's a really good artist.
Let's listen to a little bit of your duet with Miley Cyrus on Look What They've Done to My Song, Ma.
Okay, cool.
Melanie Safka is our guest on Current State. We're talking about her music career. You probably know her more simply as Melanie. She'll be performing on Friday night in Ann Arbor. Your recording career has spanned more than 30 albums, Melanie. Do you have some recent or upcoming releases that you want to bring to our attention?
Yes, I have an album that was we have recorded with. It was the last album my husband produced with my son. And it's called Ever Since You Never Heard of Me. And then 1984, which was a live performance, but it was a board mix. And my son did some magical stuff and retrieved it and repaired it and got it, restored it. And it's now out as a double performance live performance CD. And I had a cool backing band. It was an all-star band, and I called them the Bruisers. And it was a very short-lived thing. And it would have been a great touring band, but I don't know what happened. It was such a whirlwind life, you know. And so, So that 1984 is a living bit of history as far as, and it's also a really cool live two-hour performance. And so that's new. And now we're working on new songs. I have a whole bunch that I haven't recorded yet. And I think it's just been a little bit back off. My husband always produced my records, and my son and I and my husband were really close. And he passed away, and we haven't really been able to have the heart to get into the studio and do it. But now we are.
It must be really, really rewarding for you to work so extensively with your son, Beau.
Yeah, he's a real, I don't use this word lightly, truly a virtuoso. He's played concert guitar all over the world, and he's going to be accompanying me in Ann Arbor. And we've been joined at the hip since my husband passed away. And when we're working, we're really just two artists. You know, and it's afterward that I tell him to clean his room, you know. But it's basically we're two people working together. And it is this extra bonus that he's my son.
Well, the show is Friday night in Ann Arbor at the Greenwood Coffee House starting at 8 o'clock. Melanie Safka, you can see Melanie perform with her son, Beau, on Friday night. Thank you so much, Melanie. Great talking with you.
Hey, thank you.
For Current State, this is Scott Pohl.